This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 6:07, 7 minutes after 6 o'clock at 97.9 FM, WCHL. 73 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning. High today in the upper 80s, a little bit on the muggy side tonight, partly cloudy with a 40% chance of rain with a low around 70. And then tomorrow's forecast, partly sunny, isolated showers possibility in the morning, and then scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. High tomorrow, about 90 degrees, so a little bit warmer, and the chance of rain still remains at 40%. In fact, that figure will hold all the way through Wednesday night, and then it's even more than that later on in the week. Nearly 675 people have been arrested so far in the weekly Moral Monday demonstrations against the Republican-led North Carolina General Assembly. Heading into the 10th Moral Monday today, protesters will likely be even more exasperated due to the Senate passing House Bill 695 last week. The legislation requires tighter abortion restrictions in the state, which opponents say drastically diminishes a woman's reproductive freedom. The bill, which was pushed through the Senate in less than 24 hours with little public notice, returns to the House for a final vote tomorrow morning. A challenger in the Moral Monday protest, Francis DeLuca, president of the conservative think tank group, the Civitas Institute, recently published an article asserting that the civil disobedience leader and NAACP state chapter president, Reverend William Barber, is profiting from the protest. The headline, which appeared on the Civitas website, read, "William Barber rakes in taxpayer dollars. Leads moral, no it is, Monday, money Mondays." Barber fired back and denied the claim, saying that DeLuca was, quoting here, desperate to do something to rally their shrinking army and divert attention away from the issues the NAACP is fighting against. You can read his full response on our website, chapelborough.com. Adding another twist in the plot, ministers active in the Moral Monday protests have called off behind-the-scenes talks with Republican lawmakers, saying one legislator broke their agreement when he disclosed the discussions. The Charlotte Observer reported that Republican Senator Jeff Tart of Cornelius quietly initiated talks to try and find common ground between protesters and the General Assembly. A group of 10 lawmakers and about a dozen ministers met twice. Tart then talked about the secret meetings to a reporter after being asked his opinion in the weekly protest. 8 ministers responded by signing a statement saying they're ending the talks because Tart broke the agreed-upon condition to keep them under wraps. Moral Monday is set for 5 p.m. today on the lawn of Halifax Mall across from the North Carolina General Assembly. It's election filing time, and some people have, some people haven't. We'll have the story coming up in just a moment. WCHL News Time, 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock.
Have a good day. Next!
Hi there. 2 hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
If people find out we've got extra money...
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa!
Plus, it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
The Hotels.com Memorial Day sale, now through May 27th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com, finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to think about it. Is there anything better than a lobster dinner? Fresh, tender, succulent lobster? For lobster lovers everywhere, the answer is obvious. No. Now imagine your delicious fresh Maine lobster served with a side of perfectly whipped mashed potatoes and the world's best hush puppies. You deserve a lobster. And here's the good news. Your lobster dinner is waiting for you at Squid's tonight.
Squid's Restaurant and Oyster Bar. And don't forget, lobsters are on special every Monday night.
Hi, Tar Heel fans. Jones Angel here to tell you about Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. If you're looking for a winning team to help you purchase the home of your dreams or simply refinance, make sure you call Robbie Oakes and Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. I know, I'm glad I did. Corporate Investors Mortgage Group is the only locally owned mortgage bank located right here in Chapel Hill. Robbie Oakes and Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. They're here to help you every step of the way.
It's coming.
The most incredible ring sale ever at Diamonds Direct Crabtree. 3 days only. Next weekend, July 19th through 21st. Every ring on sale. Thousands. All wedding bands on sale. All engagement ring mountings on sale. All anniversary bands. Three stone rings. Stackable rings. Colored gemstone rings. All on sale. It's Diamonds Direct's ultimate ring event. Also showcasing the hottest, newest designer rings. Many never before seen in the triangle. With extra savings. 3 days only. Friday through Sunday, July 19th through 21st. At Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood.
Hello, this is Mark Kleinschmidt, mayor of Chapel Hill, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:12, 12 minutes after 6 o'clock at WCHL. A filing period for the 2013 municipal elections opened at noon last Friday, but already some familiar faces have come forward to run for office. Mark Kleinschmidt is seeking his third term as mayor of Chapel Hill. Town council member Sally Green has also filed to run for re-election. Green served two terms as a council member before stepping away from public office for a year. In January, she returned to the council when she was appointed to fill Penny Rich's vacant seat. Educator Maria Palmer and Southern Village resident Gary Kahn also applied for that vacancy. They're each making another bid for office by putting their names in the hat to run for a council seat. In Carborough, Alderwoman Lydia Lavelle has filed to run for mayor. She made her plans known after current Mayor Mark Chilton announced he would not be seeking another term. Alderwoman Randy Haven O'Donnell and Jacqueline Gist also signed on to run for re-election. Haven O'Donnell was first elected in 2005, while Gist has served on the board since 1989. James Barrett is the first Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board member to file to run. He was elected to a two-year term in 2011. In Hillsborough, Tom Stevens has filed to run for his fifth term as mayor, while newcomer Jen Weaver is the first to file for a seat in the town board. To read comments from some of those who have filed, you can view this story on our website, chapelborough.com. Throughout the filing period, we'll be profiling all of the applicants. The filing period runs through July 19th, and many more candidates are expected to enter the race. With a slew of incumbents in Chapel Hill, Carborough, Hillsborough, and on the school board who announced they will not seek re-election, there will be some new faces at each board come November. Chapel Hill Carborough school leaders are still waiting on a final state budget before signing off on next year's spending plan. The school board will meet tonight in a special session to discuss the district's budget plans in light of proposed state funding cuts. Last month, Orange County commissioners agreed to increase school funding and raise the Chapel Hill Carborough district tax to generate more revenue for the school system. But both the House and state budget proposals call for cuts to funding for teachers' assistants, leaving school administrators struggling to trim the local budget to fill in the gaps. The school board will consider new proposals to delay technology upgrades, hold off on adding a new class for children with special needs, and forego a one-time bonus to staff members. However, not all of the proposals are spending cuts. The board will consider allocating additional funding to the dual language program and the Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program, as well as possibly charging a fee for driver's education. While the school board plans to adopt a final budget on July 18th, that could be delayed if legislators are still haggling over the state budget later this month. School board meets at 7 o'clock tonight at the Lincoln Center on South Merritt Mill Road. Now, 1789 is the newest business incubator to open in Chapel Hill. We will have the full story coming up at the bottom of the hour here on WCHL. And in late June, doctors at UNC Center for Heart and Vascular Care became the first in the state to treat patients with a high risk of stroke to atrial fibrillation with a new non-invasive procedure. Atrial fibrillation, which affects between 5 and 6 million Americans, is a condition where the heart's upper chambers quiver instead of beat, leading to blood clots, which can then cause stroke. Dr. Paul Malonzi, director of cardiac electrophysiology at UNC, says atrial fibrillation is the most commonly identified cause of stroke here in the United States.
Typically, to prevent stroke, you use blood-thinning medications, but fully a quarter of patients can't take blood-thinning medications because they've got a bleeding risk or a fall risk.
In an area of the heart known as the left atrial appendage, 90% of clots accumulate in patients with atrial fibrillation. Monzi and other UNC doctor, Dr. Eugene Chung, closed off the appendage with a small lasso that was inserted through the vein. By comparison, individuals who have atrial fibrillation are five times more likely to have a stroke if they've not had this procedure.
This is something that cardiac surgeons have been doing for probably 30 years, but through a fairly large incision through the chest wall. which is obviously painful and is much more of an operation.
The two patients treated by Monzi and Chung returned home 2 days after the procedure, compared to the many days of hospitalization that the doctor says can accompany the older method of closing off the left atrial appendage.
You're breathing with some of the breathing muscles damaged, and that makes it quite an unpleasant recovery.
The same procedure is available in hospitals in Virginia and Georgia. WCHO News Time, 6:16, 16 minutes after 6 o'clock. Time now for traffic and weather together. This traffic report is brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Well, not much traffic so far this morning, nothing to report out there, but things are a little bit wet because of... last night and overnight, we got some rain, and things are rather moist out there, so be careful because of that. But and we do have a chance of rain later on in the day, of course, so keep that in mind. But right now, no problems to report. Rand Northam is in the newsroom. You will be hearing from him throughout the morning here on WCHL. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carver Weather, presented by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, which can host private parties on a patio with special indoor-outdoor capabilities. A second patio adjacent to the amphitheater in East 54 Market Square features a 100-inch projection screen for the biggest sporting events, all at Tobacco Road Sports Cafe. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 73 degrees, mostly cloudy, 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning. Our high today in the upper 80s, tonight partly cloudy, 40% chance of showers and thundershowers in the evening. Low tonight about 70. Tomorrow, more of the same, really, 40% chance of rain, chance of isolated showers in the morning, then a chance of showers and or thunderstorms in the afternoon. High tomorrow, about 90 degrees. Coming up next on WCHL, we will check in with David Letterman and get this morning's top 10 list right after this.
Ophthalmology here in Chapel Hill. Dr. Jamie Bryant has been performing vision correction surgery, including LASIK and PRK, for 18 years. Dr. Bryant performed my vision correction surgery about a decade ago. It really changed my life. Dr. Bryant is certified by the American Board of Ophthalmology and is Chapel Hill's most experienced vision correction surgeon. At your free consultation, Dr. Bryant will answer your questions and evaluate whether vision correction procedures are right for you. Visit Carolina2020.com or call 919-945-EYES.
No suitcase required. Best Tile is here to make your dream design project a reality with their unsurpassed global selection of tiles. And you only have to travel down the road. The team at Best Tile has sourced the globe so they can bring you the imported selections that you love close to home. Best Tile is located right in your neighborhood between Chapel Hill and Durham at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, just off I-40. So stop by and visit their extraordinary showroom and all that the world has to offer without ever leaving the triangle. Best Tile, local store, global selection. Begin your quest at BestTile.com.
Good morning, it is 6:19, 19 minutes after 6 at WCHL. Time now for David Letterman and the top 10 list.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 list.
Hey, Chris, late for swim practice, no?
I decided it wasn't really my thing.
But you liked swimming, and with your grades down last semester, at least it could help with college. Oh, some kid, Frank, came by. I knocked on your door, but you didn't answer. Hey, where are your new sneakers?
Oh, I forgot them at school.
Well, you seem to be forgetting a lot lately.
The signs are there. So is our help. For advice on coping with teen drug use, visit thepartnership@drugfree.org.
I want my company's network to be safer and more reliable.
Do you want to deal with multiple vendors?
No.
Are per-user fees and added feature costs okay?
No.
How about solutions that are hard to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Networks offers the largest family of powerful, affordable security networking and storage solutions designed to protect business users, apps, and data. All from a single source that's easy to do business with. Protect your business. Visit barracuda.com/products to try any free for 30 days.
Category, top 10 thoughts people have about sandwiches. How about sandwiches? Top 10 thoughts, here we go. Number 10. Sure, I'll have a sandwich.
Right, there's your number 10.
Number 10 thought right there. You can kind of stop right there, can't you? But we don't. Going on, number 9. Is the second date too early for a French dip? Number 8. Honestly, screw wraps. I'm there. Wrap sandwiches, I mean, it's like eating out of somebody's pocket. You don't need it. You don't want it. Number seven, is America ready for its first gay sandwich? Is America ready for its first gay sandwich? Mm-hmm. Number six, do I want a 12-inch or a foot-long? Number five, has the United States Treasury considered a sandwich-backed currency?
Boy.
Number four, what does BLT stand for? Number three, when will this country lift the ban on Cuban sandwiches? Number two, thoughts people have about sandwiches. When I say hold the pickles, I'd actually like to hold the pickles.
Ah.
And the number one thought most people have about sandwiches, Grindr, I just met her.
David Letterman, Top 10 List, WCHL.
Don't forget to join Dave tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013. Worldwide Pants Incorporated.
WCHL, good morning. It is 6:22, 22 minutes after 6 o'clock. Time for championship sports. Good morning. I'm Ron Stutz. Although undrafted in last month's Major League Baseball draft, Chris Munnally will still be making the move to the professional ranks. Signing with the Houston Astros last week, the UNC standout pitcher says he's excited about continuing his baseball career. According to his hometown paper, the Winston-Salem Journal, Munnally reported to the Astros spring training site last Thursday and will likely begin his Major League stint with Houston's rookie league team in the Gulf Coast League. Munnally says he knows his life in the professional ranks will be a grind, especially to get where he wants to be. The entrance into the upper divisions of baseball comes just a couple of weeks after Munnally put the wraps in a stellar college career when his Tar Heels exited the College World Series. He posted a 17-7 career record, including an unblemished 6-0 mark in 2013 for Carolina. There will be plenty of Chapel Hill flavor in and around the Astros organization to make Munnally feel comfortable in his transition, as Houston selected Tar Heels Kent Emanuel and Brian Holberton in June's draft. Even though his future in Major League Baseball is certainly uncertain, Munnally says he's relishing the opportunity to get started in the minor leagues and see what happens. I read comments from the former Tar Heel. You can view this story on our website at chapelboro.com. WCHL Championship Sports will have more coming up in an hour on WCHL. And right now, Charles Gosgood is on the way next.
Get extra savings on thousands of gorgeous rings next weekend at Diamonds Direct Crabtree. Don't miss this, July 19th through 21st. Special pricing on every ring in the store. Yes, every ring. All wedding rings. All engagement rings. All eternity bands on sale. Plus an amazing collection of designer rings being flown in from New York. Stackable rings, colored gemstone rings, all on sale. It's Diamonds Direct's ultimate ring event. Best values of the year on bling for your finger. Next weekend only, July 19th through 21st. Only at Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood, across from Fleming's.
All day and all night, 97.9 FM, WCHL, is your source for breaking news, up-to-the-minute weather, and all kinds of information on our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, and instantly live streaming on chapelboro.com. There's an app for that. Now, back to Ron Stutz.
Are you constantly on the go but want to keep up with all the latest news and entertainment in Chapel Hill and Carrboro? It's time you downloaded the new Chapelboro 2.0 iPhone app. Visit chapelboro.com to follow the instructions and install the app today. 6:25, 25 minutes after 6 to WCHL.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by LifeLock, not only guarding your identity, your good name and credit, but also monitoring bank accounts for takeover fraud. LifeLock is the only identity theft protection service that does that. Find out more at LifeLock.com. This is Charles Osgood. Today marks a grim anniversary for the American economy.
Once I built a railroad, now it's done, brother.
On this day, in 1932, the Dow Jones Industrial Average set a record no one ever wants to see again. It fell to its lowest point of the Great Depression. More after this. You don't want to learn about identity theft the hard way, as Don did. His dream of owning a home was crushed. He became a victim of identity theft and didn't even know it. And it didn't stop there. Even the business Don owned took a hit. With his credit ruined, Don couldn't even get a business loan. Nervous and confused, Don called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications identity thieves were trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down, helping Don avoid further disasters associated with having your identity stolen. Identity theft has become so complex that you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me of why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com for details and use my last name, Osgood, to get 10% off your LifeLock Ultimate membership. Or call LifeLock and mention Osgood. 1-800-838-8040. That's 1-800-838-8040. 1-800-838-8040.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
There was no TV and practically no radio news at the time, but the newsreels, the movie newsreels of the day, tell the story.
The tremendous crowds which you see gathered outside the stock exchange are due to the greatest crash in the history of the New York Stock Exchange in market prices.
Analysts at the time blamed everything from a lack of regulation to outright greed.
Stock speculation had become crazy. Like an appendix operation, it's a good thing to have it over with.
So said economist Irving Fisher. The famed preacher, Billy Sunday, blamed Americans' lack of faith.
America needs a tidal wave of the old-time religion. America needs to be taken down to God's bathhouse and the hose turned on her.
Millions of Americans were out of work. Some were not even sure that the country would survive. The question now is, could we see something like those terrible Wall Street days again? Well, most analysts say no. For one thing, regulations on stock trading are tighter. There are what the experts call exogenous events, things like the recent banking crisis, though. But if it's any comfort, the Dow closed that day, July 8, 1932, at 41.22. It closed last Friday at 15,135.84. The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on CBS Radio.
Hi, this is Susie Wicks, the head nurse at Carville Family Medicine, where we provide outstanding medical care from newborns to geriatrics. If you're looking for a family doctor, I hope you'll consider Carville Family Medicine. Our mission is to provide excellent health care and promote lifelong wellness for your entire family. I am proud that our staff is second to none in providing a friendly, caring, hometown welcome to all of our patients. I invite you to find out why we put the emphasis on family and family medicine. Find out more at CarverellFamilyMedicine.net.
Hi, I'm Charlie Quayle with Chimneys Plus. What's one of the worst energy loss culprits in your home? The fireplace. That's why more and more homeowners are making the change from the old drafty fireplaces of the past to a modern 21st century fireplace. Let Chimneys Plus show you why energy-conscious homeowners are discovering high-efficiency Lennox gas and wood-burning fireplaces. Find us on the web at ChimneysPlusGutters.com. That's ChimneysPlusGutters.com.
Do you love keeping up with all the latest news and entertainment in Chapel Hill and Carrboro?
Yes!
Well, look no further. The Chapelboro 2.0 app is here. All of your favorite news, sports, columns, seen around town photo galleries, and of course, streaming WCHL 97.9 live. Already have the old Chapelboro app? No sweat. Visit chapelboro.com today to follow the instructions to install the new one. Out with the old and in with the new. It's as simple as that. Visit chapelboro.com today.
Today's offer at ourlocaldeal.com is from Ladybags SF. It's half off, $60 for a gardening tote and tool set, available now for $30. Find a good companion for your green thumb with this large garden tote and tool set from Ladybags. The tote comes with a digging trowel, a planting trowel, and a garden cultivator, which can be securely stored in the pockets, and is made with durable polyester canvas and a stain-resistant interior. It's half off from Ladybags SF. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
Wake up with Ron Stutz, and remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
Good morning. It is 6:30 at WCHL. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather presented by Southern Rail, serving lunch and dinner daily and brunch on the weekends with free parking on either side of the railroad tracks. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carrboro. It is 73 degrees right now. Mostly cloudy, 50-50 chance for showers and thunderstorms this morning. Our high today in the upper 80s. Tonight partly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Low tonight about 70. Tomorrow, still 40% chance of rain, partly sunny, and scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. High tomorrow about 90. This kind of weather is going to be with us all the way through the week. As a matter of fact, at the end of the week, the chance of rain will get even stronger.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
I'm Dave Barrett. In Cairo, backers of ex-President Mohamed Morsi held a protest near a military building. It was gunfire. This eyewitness says
everybody was in the last rak'ah, in the last prostration on the floor with their back literally to the military.
At least 42 dead, perhaps more than 300 have been injured. As CBS's Alex Ortiz Skypes from Cairo.
The army, for its part, is airing on state television interviews with wounded soldiers. They say that they were fired upon and that they acted only in self-defense.
Also in the Egyptian capital, reporter Edward Uranian, why were those demonstrators gathered at the building in the first place?
They had called on their supporters, according to several Arab satellite channels, to go and demonstrate in front of this Republican Guard headquarters because they believe that their president, the ousted president, Mohamed Morsi, is being held inside.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:32, 28 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. It is 73 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Kind of a muggy morning here, mostly cloudy. 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms all day. High today in the upper 80s. Hope you had a good weekend. We start off the week with Moral Monday. More news regarding that. Nearly 675 people have been arrested so far in the weekly Moral Monday demonstrations against a Republican-led North Carolina General Assembly. Heading into the 10th Moral Monday, protesters will likely be even more exasperated due to the Senate passing of House Bill 695 last week. That legislation requires tighter abortion restrictions in the state, which opponents say drastically diminishes a woman's reproductive freedom. The bill, which was pushed through the Senate in less than 24 hours with little public notice, returns to the House for a final vote tomorrow morning. A challenger of the Moral Monday protest, Francis DeLuca, president of the conservative think tank group, the Civitas Institute, recently published an article asserting that the civil disobedience leader and NAACP state chapter president, Reverend William Barber, is profiting from the protest. The headline, which appeared in the Civitas website, read, William Barber rakes in taxpayer dollars, Moral Mondays. Barber fired back and denied those claims, saying that DeLuca was desperate to do something to rally their shrinking army, that's a quote, and divert attention away from the issues the NAACP is fighting against. You can read his full response on WCHL's website at chapelboro.com. Now, adding another twist in the plot, ministers active in the Moral Monday protest have called off behind-the-scenes talks with Republican legislators, saying one lawmaker broke their agreement when he disclosed the discussions. The Charlotte Observer reported that Republican Senator Jeff Tart of Cornelius quietly initiated talks to try and find common ground between protesters and the General Assembly. A group of 10 lawmakers and about a dozen ministers met twice. Tart then talked about the secret meetings to a reporter. After being asked his opinion of the weekly protest, 8 ministers responded by signing a statement saying they're ending the talks because Tart broke the agreed-upon condition to keep them under wraps. Moral Monday is set for 5 p.m. today on the lawn of Halifax Mall across from the North Carolina General Assembly in the capital city. Chapel Hill Carborough school leaders are still waiting on a final state budget before signing off on next year's spending plan. The school board will meet tonight in a special session to discuss the district's budget plans in light of proposed state funding cuts. Last month, county commissioners agreed to increase school funding and raise the Chapel Hill Carborough district tax to generate more revenue for the school system. But both the House and state budget proposals call for cuts to funding for teachers' assistants, leaving school administrators struggling to trim the local budget to fill in the gaps. The school board will consider new proposals to delay technology upgrades, hold off on adding a new class for children with special needs, and forego a one-time bonus to staff members. However, not all of the proposals are spending cuts. The board will consider allocating additional funding to the dual language program and the Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate program, as well as possibly charging a fee for driver's education. While the school board plans to adopt a final budget July 18th, that could be delayed if lawmakers are still haggling over the state budget later this month. The school board will meet tonight at 7 o'clock in the Lincoln Center on South Merritt Mill Road. 1789 is the newest business incubator to open here in Chapel Hill. It's geared toward Carolina students and recent graduates with the goal of supporting the area's entrepreneurial ecosystem. Following in the footsteps of Launch Chapel Hill, it will act as a feeder to its predecessor. Young entrepreneurs are already moving into the space with innovative ideas in the works. WCHL's Rachel Nash took a trip over 1789 to check out the space and the minds behind it.
We really want to be able to create impact on the entrepreneurial community in the Triangle. We think we're filling a pretty big niche here. Obviously, you know, with Launch being for later stage companies, we're really trying to focus on encouraging entrepreneurship among students and young people who may have never thought they of themselves as entrepreneurs before.
That's UNC alum Aaron Scarborough. He's played a key role in getting 1789, one of the coolest office spaces in Chapel Hill, up and running. It's located above Four Corners and is complete with conference tables, a kitchen, sitting areas, and private phone booths. For times when venturers want a creative break, there's also a ping pong table and arcade game machines. Scarborough explains it took a lot of work to get 1789 ready for business.
The floor was dirty and grimy, the walls were dirty, the windows were broken out, we had bars over the windows, so it was an absolute wreck. Then over the course of about 2 or 3 months, we did a great job of renovating it, and it's just an awesome space now.
1789 also has one of the best views in town, with wide open windows looking onto Franklin Street.
The idea behind 1789 was that this would be a space for people to come and just work on an idea. We didn't want people closed off in their own little office spaces. We definitely wanted ideas to be able to be thrown around and people to interact with each other.
After overseeing the renovation process, Scarborough then transitioned into an administrative role. He says local businessman and philanthropist Jim Kitchen had the vision for 1789 and was also heavily involved in Launch Chapel Hill. After just a few months, 1789 is currently home to 8 business ventures, from fair trade clothing makers to video production specialists.
So it's been really exciting to see it really transform from an unconstructed space into a working venture lab.
That's Chapel Hill native Mary Elizabeth Lovelace. She worked closely with Scarborough to open 1789. Lovelace graduated from the University of Richmond. She didn't have access to a program like this during her college years, so she enjoys seeing the venturists take advantage of a great opportunity. She explains that all a student needs to get involved with 1789 is a viable idea and a willingness to take risks.
It's really exciting to see students get fired up about it and, you know, come in here and talk about their ideas and the possibilities that, you know, are within those ideas.
Senior Kaylee Izzard is an entrepreneurship minor at UNC and is interning with 1789.
I've always had a passion for entrepreneurship, and I always thought, you know, maybe I'll start my own business. But then I came here and realized I love managing and helping people who have business ideas and turn that into something real.
For more information about 1789 and how to apply for the program, you can read this article on our website, chapelborough.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
News around town this morning. Tonight from 6 until 9, Vimala's Curry Blossom Cafe on Franklin Street downtown will host a special event called Martha's Day to benefit the Compass Center for Women and Families. Tonight's event includes music by the Mahalo Jazz Trio. It's free for all, but they're accepting donations for the Compass Center. And they'll also be raffling off an iPad Mini, courtesy of DSI Comedy Theater. The tickets are $5. All the funds go to the Compass Center, and your ticket also doubles as a free ticket to a show at DSI. You can buy tickets all day long, either at Vimla's or right here at WCHL. Stop by our studios throughout the day and get your tickets. We're in McClamrock Hall at Vilcom Center, just off Weber Dairy, across the street from the Timberline Shopping Center. You can get those tickets starting at 9 o'clock this morning. And come out to support the Compass Center tonight from 6 until 9 p.m. at Vimla's Curry Blossom Cafe, 431 West Franklin Street. 6:40, 20 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. Coming up next, Beth Posner has today's commentary.
Bring the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind.
Hi, this is Michelle at the Carolina Inn inviting you to join us for Fridays on the Front Porch every Friday starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere for kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There's no cover charge and no reservations to attend. For more information, visit CarolinaInn.com.
This is David Huntoon of Coleman Huntoon & Brown, your local CPAs and advisors. You've heard the phrase, taxes and death are certain, but not so certain is how your estate will be handled after your passing. Let us help you set up a properly structured and strategic estate plan that enables you to achieve your life goals and strengthen the financial security for your loved ones.
To find out more, talk to Coleman Huntoon & Brown, where our people make the difference. Find us online at chbcpas.com.
No suitcase required. Best Tile is here to make your dream design project a reality with their unsurpassed global selection of tiles. And you only have to travel down the road. The team at Best Tile has sourced the globe so they can bring you the imported selections that you love close to home. Best Tile is located right in your neighborhood between Chapel Hill and Durham at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, just off I-40. So stop by and visit their extraordinary showroom and all that the world has to offer without ever leaving the triangle. Best Tile. Local store, global selection. Begin your quest at besttile.com.
It's coming. The most incredible ring sale ever at Diamonds Direct Crabtree. 3 days only. Next weekend, July 19th through 21st. Every ring on sale. Thousands. All wedding bands on sale. All engagement ring mountings on sale. All anniversary bands. Three stone rings. Stackable rings. Colored gemstone rings. All on sale. It's Diamonds Direct's ultimate ring event. Also showcasing the hottest, newest designer rings. Many never before seen in the triangle. With extra savings. 3 days only. Friday through Sunday. Sunday, July 19th through 21st at Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Good morning, it is 6:42, 18 minutes until 7 o'clock.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Beth Posner. Sign me up to drive your daughters out of state or to Asheville if they need abortions. And promise that you'll take mine. If they need one, if they want one, if they feel like they can't come to talk to me about it. Pretty soon they won't be able to go to Planned Parenthood in Chapel Hill. They may need a ride. And if they can't come to me, let it be one of you. And I will do the same for yours. I was at the legislature on July 3rd with approximately 600 other protesters to be a witness to the erosion of women's reproductive freedom. This anti-choice bill will effectively close down almost every abortion clinic in the state. Why was I there? Why were any of us there to see the inevitable? We were there to be witnesses, but many of us have personal stories. I have my grandmother's story of her illegal abortion. She was married with two babies when she discovered she was pregnant again. Her mother encouraged her to have an abortion, fearing that her family's finances, her marriage, her babies, and her body could not handle this pregnancy. She had a back alley abortion, came home, and nearly bled to death before she went to the hospital. My grandmother lived to be 90. She was a public school teacher, raised three children, had seven grandchildren, and lived to see six of her great-grandchildren. Among us, there are lawyers, rabbis, teachers, business executives, and professors. None of us would have been possible had she died from her truly unsafe abortion. The lack of safe choices nearly killed her. I have three daughters. I was at the legislature on July 3rd in part because of my grandmother's story, but also because I wanted to be with the 600 other people who will drive my daughters to wherever they need to go if they ever need to go there. It was good to see your faces in the crowd. This is Beth Posner.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
Thank you, Coach. 6:44, 16 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL.
Tar Heel Trivia, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
Dexter Strickland finished the 2013 Carolina basketball season with 150 assists compared to just 47 turnovers, an assist-to-turnover ratio of 3.19. best in the nation. Strickland's ratio rates as the third best single season mark in Carolina history. Can you name the two Tar Heels who had better single season assist to turnover ratios than Strickland did last year? You'll find out that answer after this. Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice independent insurance agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Dexter Strickland's impressive 3.19 assist-to-turnover ratio last season was best in the nation and the third-best single-season mark in Carolina history. Who had better seasons taking care of the basketball? Well, just 1 year ago, Kendall Marshall dished out an ACC record 351 assists compared to 101 turnovers for a ratio of 3.48. That is just below the Tar Heel and ACC record of 3.49 that Ty Lawson set during the national championship season of 2009. Lawson had 230 assists that year with just a minuscule 66 turnovers.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Pretty rich basketball history at Carolina, that's for sure. 647 at WCHL, 13 minutes until 7 o'clock. Coming up next, your traffic and weather together. Celebrity birthdays, Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz, and today's WCHL hometown hero.
Hi, I'm David Fitch. My great-grandfather started Fitch Lumber and Hardware back in 1907. Since then, we provide thousands of contractors and homeowners with top-quality building products and exceptional service. That's truly second to none. Everything you need to construct, renovate, and repair the home, from the foundation to the roof, we can help you with. And Fitch Lumber and Hardware is right here in downtown Carrboro across from Carmel Mall. 105 years and counting. Here comes Fitch.
If you've been hassling with glasses and contacts for years, why wait any longer? At Carolina Ophthalmology, we've been performing LASIK eye correction here in Chapel Hill for 17 years. At your free consultation with Dr. James Bryan, he will answer your questions and evaluate whether LASIK is right for you. Take our LASIK self-test at carolina2020.com. Call us today, 919-945-EYES. Why wait any longer?
Good morning. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Join them at the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features, menus, specials, and hours available at carolinainn.com. And don't forget about Fridays in the Front Porch to end each week with a bang at the Carolina Inn. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL, all dressed in a dark green shirt and matching tie and coordinating his fashion sense, as always, just a vision for us all. Ladies and gentlemen, Rand Northam.
Good morning, Ron. Happy Monday.
Yeah, thank you so much. How you doing?
Doing very well. How about yourself?
All right. Hope you had a good weekend.
I had a great weekend. Mm. Nice, relaxing time after a busy week last week.
Yeah, you deserved it, man. You deserve to take about 8 weeks in a row off now.
Well, I don't know about that.
After all the stuff's been going on.
I appreciate it. I'll put in the request and see what I get.
All right. What's happening with the traffic this morning?
Well, traffic is moving smoothly so far. I-40, 15501, NC-54 in the Durham Freeway, not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. That could certainly change as the day and the morning progresses. And if it does, if you see anything out there as you travel, be sure to give us a call, and you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. And as always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much, and we'll look forward to talking to you throughout the morning here.
Sounds good. Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, presented by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the best-tasting fountain drinks in town. They're made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees with a great chewy ice. And no matter how big, they're only 79 cents. And they're guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. It is 73 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Mostly cloudy, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning. High today in the upper 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 40% chance of rain and a low of 70. Tomorrow, more of the same. 40% chance of rain, probably in the afternoon. High tomorrow, about 90. Tomorrow night, low in the upper 70, or low 70s. Chance of rain, still 40%. Same goes for Wednesday. Wednesday night. Thursday, there's even bigger chance of rain coming. So the weather's kind of stuck in a rut here, and it's not really a great one here. Let's take a look at celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Got a few of them. Singer Jerry Vale is 83 years old today. You know him, right? Jerry Vale. Singer Steve Lawrence, 78 years old today. Actor Jeffrey Tambor is 69. Ballerina Cynthia Gregory, 67 years old today. Actress Kim Darby is 66. Children's performer Raffi is 65. Actress Angelica Houston, 62 today. Writer Anna Quinlan, 61. Actor Kevin Bacon is 55. Actor Robert Nepper, 54 years old today. Country singer Toby Keith turns 52. Singer Joan Osborne, who is just really great, 51 years old today. Actor Rocky Carroll, who is on NCIS, he's 50 years old today. Actor Corey Parker, 48. Actor Billy Crudup is 45. He went to Carolina, you know that? Singer Beck, 43 years old today. Actor Michael Weatherly is 45. He's on NCIS as well. Going to have a big birthday party there today. Actor Lance Gross is 32. Actress Sophia Bush, 31. And actor Jake McDormand, 27 years old today. Actor Jaden Smith, Will Smith's daughter, 15 years old today. Some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. Joel Scheer, Dolores Bailey celebrated a birthday on Saturday. Oh, by the way, happy birthday, Joel, today. Pat Hill had a birthday on Saturday. Tyrone Hicks also on Saturday. And James Gear, who doesn't live here, but he's still got family here, celebrating a birthday today as well. Our birthday winner of the day is Jennifer Turner. Jennifer Turner, happy birthday from all of us at WCHO. You get to get a $10 gift certificate from UPS stores on Florida Boulevard and also at Metamont. They enjoy taking care of their customers. They'll enjoy taking care of you. $10 gift certificate from UPS to Jennifer Turner of Chapel Hill.
Monday morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL. Listen to him. He's laughing.
Cackling.
I know that something's coming because he hasn't even asked a question yet.
We're in the heart of summer now.
You haven't even said good morning yet, and you come in laughing.
Hi, hon.
Yeah, how you doing there, sweetheart? Good to see you.
Good to see you, darling.
Yeah.
Sugar booger. Hey, we're going to do a whole week of summer vacation spots.
Okay.
Or at least for maybe, you know, three or four of them.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
all right.
Just gonna be. But, you know, good. We're going to try to, you know, we got a beautiful state.
Yeah, we do.
We got a fantastic state.
No question.
And you've got unbelievable opportunities to, if you're trying to look to save money, be easy on gas.
Yeah.
You know, drive 3 or 4 hours and you're out of the car at your destination.
Yeah.
We're in a great state.
A lot of stuff in North Carolina.
Oh, my goodness.
That you can explore.
Yep.
And it's fun.
And so we're going to ask a trivia question about a possibility for several.
I'm ready for it, man.
You ready?
I'm ready to get away.
All right. All right, here we go. North Carolina summer vacation spots. Mm-hmm. Down in Bladen County.
Right.
Where would you go to play and romp in crystal clear water with a white sandy bottom and, according to some, have a great time in a body of water that once was created by meteors?
Really?
It's not true, but that's the story.
Yeah. Okay.
Ask it again. Down in Bladen County, where would you go to play and romp in crystal clear water with a white sandy bottom and, according to some, have a great time in a body of water created, this is incorrect probably, but the story goes, created by meteors many, 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 many years ago.
All right. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you know the answer.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community. Too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
The town of Chapel Hill's July 4th celebration and other special events are coordinated by Wes Tillman. Just so you'll know, I talked to Butch Kazaya. He said everything runs smoothly when Wes does it. After it's over, he may look like he's been in a prize fight, but everything went really well.
When we put this event together for the July 4th, it's really a combination of certainly the work that we do here in Parks and Recreation, but also the work at the university and working with those folks at UNC Athletics and UNC Public Safety. And then, of course, our Chapel Hill Fire Department and our Landscape Division over at Parks and Recreation. We all kind of pitch in and have key roles that we play to make this event happen. Because we're using that beautiful stadium over at Kingdon, it's a ready-made venue for an event like this. And because we have that infrastructure, that big, nice stadium in place, we just need to make sure we're all in the right place at the right time, got good communications going, and we just click it off and kind of make it happen. But it really is a fun event to do.
Wes Tillman is today's WCHL hometown hero. The 4th of July was a blast.
It is kind of an orchestrated effort. There's a pretty defined plan, but, you know, it is, I guess, a role that I play that I enjoy doing, although, you know, it never hurts to have a curveball or two thrown at you and see how well you can ad-lib when you have to. And I have to tell you that you were there right by my side all night Thursday, making sure that we looked like we really knew what we were doing.
I know that you love Chapel Hill, and that's why you get so much enjoyment out of your job.
Yeah, you know, Ron, Chapel Hill is a very special place to me. I'm a native to this area. My parents and grandparents both grew up in this area. But Chapel Hill is just a really neat place to be. It's obviously the village atmosphere. It's a very progressive community. It's a community that shares and enjoys that community spirit. And it's a community that you learn to enjoy serving and celebrating July 4th and reactions that we get from up to 30,000 people in the crowd and the many kind comments that we get from everyone following an event like this. It really just makes all the hard work and the necessary details all worth it.
Wes, now that that's over, what do you like to do in your spare time?
You know, Ron, I've got a couple of things. I love to find water anywhere I can and enjoy maybe a little surfing or kayaking. Here in Chapel Hill, I've learned to enjoy some mountain biking and some other things, but I've just enjoyed downtime, family. Obviously, I have a son that's 20 years old and enjoy spending some time with him as well.
Well, if it's water you're searching for, we've had enough of that around here in the last few weeks. Well, Wes, thank you for doing what you do. It helps Chapel Hill celebrate the way it should.
Thanks so very much.
Wes Tillman, the town of Chapel Hill, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Well, thanks for all the phone calls this morning on WCHL. Freddie asking a question that a lot of folks know the answer to.
Freddie, I'm going to tell you, I know a lot about North Carolina because I have lived here my entire life, but I do not know the answer to your question.
When I was a kid, I went here almost every summer.
Uh-huh.
Stayed with another family, the Merritts, in a little cabin.
And you went where?
To White Lake.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I just didn't connect the
White Lake.
Bladen County thing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, now the meteor story.
It's probably not true.
All you geologists out there and astronomers and what have you, you know, back off. It's a popular story, but be careful with that one.
Yeah.
But the clear water and the white sandy bottom, right on. I mean, it's right on. Subterranean springs helped keep it that way. And the lake is reputed to be one of the safest places for you to go to swim, particularly if you got children, because there are no tides, no currents, no depressions. And you can see the bottom, and it's all good. It's a good spot.
And the sturgeon lashed his tail. I'm just kidding, Ed.
Like a sturgeon, Madonna?
No, I'm thinking about
like a
Hiawatha's birch bark canoe.
Oh, very good.
Jimmy Wallace.
Oh.
I just had a thought.
On the shores of Gitche Gumee.
And if you can find a stream where there's a bright sandy bottom, I will eat Hiawatha's birch bark canoe and praise the sturgeon. Something like that. I don't remember.
That's pretty good.
Thank you, man.
See you tomorrow.
I will never forget that speech. Congratulations, Robert Humphreys of Chapel Hill, who gets the Swap Trivia Prize and gets $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Ladybags SF. It's half off. $60 for a gardening tote and tool set. Available now for $30. Find a good companion for your green thumb with this large garden tote and tool set from Ladybags. The tote comes with a digging trowel, a planting trowel, and a garden cultivator, which can be securely stored in the pockets and is made with durable polyester canvas and a stain-resistant interior. It's half off from Ladybags SF.
It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather, 73 degrees right now. Look for mostly cloudy skies today. 50-50 chance of rain, high in the upper 80s.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development, open for business, to business.